Stay Home Special with Doc Brown on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, yes, yes. It is a brand new show. It's still Doc Brown and myself and our first guest. He's popping our guest cherry right here, right now. Very, very talented British actor from shows like Uncle, Hunterbury, Cockroaches, The IT Crowd. The list goes on and on and on.
Daniel, didn't you pop up in like a weird period thing? I'm sure I saw a photo of like loads of people looking like Downton Abbey, and then just like you, in the background.
it was Hunterbury, Julia Davis's Hunterbury, which is on Sky
Atlantic. That's what it was. I thought it was Downton for a second.
There's one black guy in Downton, that's it. Yeah. No more.
I auditioned.
Welcome to the show, Daniel Taylor Lawrence. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me.
No worries, man.
And let me be your first guest.
For those that don't know, Dan is one half of a legendary sketch duo called Ginger and Black, which I'd heard of before I'd seen.
Oh, really?
So, you know, I just assumed the name was the surnames of the two people. Do you know what I mean? And when I saw how literal the shit was, I was already laughing. It's brilliant. So Dan's partner is the fantastic
Harry Jackson.
Who is very much a redhead. And Dan, for those who can't tell by the voice, which is a debate we've had before on the show, is very much a black.
We did a radio show once. We had to do a radio record, and we wrote a song, and I mentioned the fact that I was I made a black joke, and they had to call in the lawyers to see if I was allowed to do it, because they questioned whether I was black or not.
Is your other half allowed to do ginger jokes?
I don't know, actually. I would have thought so.
I don't think you guys
ever played on it as much as maybe people expected you to, which I think was a good thing.
Yeah, I think so. I think there was jokes to be had where we didn't constantly have to mention the fact that I was black, she was white, she was a woman, I was a bloke, she was redhead, all of that stuff. So we just kind of, weirdly enough, those jokes never really came to us. I mean, we got a couple, because it'd be weird to not mention it at all. But
of course.
Yeah, we didn't really play on it too much, which is nice. Yeah, it's slightly different.
Don't you find it so strange when you first make that transition from live comedy into like televised comedy? And you do your thing, you know, you say your line, and you know it's a funny line, and you give it your own unique twist, and it makes the whole crew laugh, and you're like, oh yeah, cool, I know what I'm doing. But then you have to do it like 20 times, and no one's laughing, and you're such a comedian still that you think, oh my God, maybe this isn't funny.
Yeah. So you start changing it up.
And you start second guessing yourself. Yeah. That's what we got to like get out of our systems in order to be good comic actors.
It's hard, but like you say, it's hard. Like because you are used to being on stage and getting a response straight away and doing it once.
Yeah,
and that's it. I mean, you might have a callback, and that's the only time you'd probably repeat a gag.
Yeah,
but to do it again and again,
it's just not natural. It's not in our like makeup. It seems so strange to do it.
Yeah. So it throws you. But I'm slowly learning. I think the worst times is when you do a scene and it's funny, but because it's only like a couple of lines in the scene, so you've done all this setup, and so within the context it's funny, but just filming that moment is not necessarily funny.
No.
So sometimes it can be quite damaging because you're like, why is no one laughing? And it's just because no one's seen the rest of the script yet.
I've had much more like laughter around the room on like a hardcore like gritty drama. They're not in comedy. And I think that's maybe because of the tension of the scenes, you know. It's kind of naturally, something naturally funny
about
that.
Are you a moment spoiler? Are you just one of those people?
No, I'm not too bad. I'll tell you who the worst is Patterson Joseph.
Yeah.
He's the absolute worst. You ever used to watch Peep Show?
Yes,
you know,
the black guy who's like the
manager?
Yeah.
That dude, you know, I worked with him on Law and Order for about, I don't know, like 14 episodes or something. And that guy, he'd be doing like, because he was the boss of the police station, you know, he'd be like handing me my ass, you know, like for some shit. And, you know, we do the shot on him and then they reverse it to me and I'd be going, oh, boss, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he'd just be doing these stupid faces the whole time. You know, oh, Jesus. That guy's known as like a proper pro. Oh, no, I want to air him out on air. So how are you with the catering? Do you eat everything on set, or are you like one of those actors like, oh, no, I just have a salad?
Oh, no. I like to eat everything. But I think, because catering on film sets is amazing. Like,
it's a different planet.
Yeah. yeah, it's so good. And so if I ever do something and it's not good, I get really upset. I'm like, this, but this is part of the job. But like, I'm not just doing it to act because I enjoy it. Yeah. I'm doing it for the food as well.
Where's my croquettes? Yeah, where's my croquettes? What? I don't want that tuna sandwich. Where's my croquettes? Where's my croquettes?
So I get upset about stuff like that. So, but yeah.
Good sir, we do have one more question for you. We've had a listener, Pen in Hove, she's emailed in HD at Fubar Radio saying, hey Daniel, I've got two quick questions for you. Who would you like to work with, and would you like to work with Doc?
Hey, yeah, I'd love to work with Doc. Weirdly enough, like, whenever I do comedy, like, I recently worked with Javon Prince, and yeah, he's brilliant. And we were just saying, like, black actors never get to work together.
No, because you can only have one at a time.
Yeah, and it's so odd. And like, when we were both acting opposite each other, like, he was a head teacher and I was like a producer. Like, neither of us, you know, sold guns or were drug dealers. We just,
we're randomly gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's a story for you, Hugh, right? I remember I bumped into Daniel, and the day before, we were at the same party, and the day before I'll be quick.
Yeah.
I got a script through, and the character for me said, enter young, attractive, gay black man. Think yeah. Daniel Taylor.
Amazing.
So he's used as a reference.
I still would have preferred if you answered that question with, actually, no, I fucking hate to work with all right, it's that time.
Everything.
Of the... Inflation's are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
We're going to call this one Rap About Anything.
Doc Brown!
This is Doc Brown.
Rap About Anything.
What did I tell you?
You can give me anything.
Makes a noise, yo.
Yes, that's it is sick. A brand new show, but we are keeping some
intro,
of the gold. Do you know what? Pleasure, mate.
Really
do you
nice.
Know what? I like you, and it's my pleasure. Now you owe me. All right. So here we go. What have you picked, Doc?
Well, I had a lot of good suggestions, but this week I've gone with Simon in Hackney, who emailed the studio about meat, but also said, hey, maybe rap about trick or treat.
You going to do both?
So I thought, yeah, let's see if we can work that in.
All right, let's jump
so
straight
Simon.
Into it. Here we go. We're using Drake energy. Instrumental. When you're ready, Simon.
Yeah, all right, drop it. Let's go. Bang, bang, bang. That's quite suitable, actually, the little gunshots and that, because this one's quite aggy. You know what I'm saying? Stop, Breeze. The Tuesday roundup. Check it. It's Doc B, I'm back, I know you're sick of me. It's nearly Halloween, so I'm discussing trick or treat. I got some strong opinions, you might not back me. I'm doing this for Simon listening in Hackney. If you're in a hood district, watch for kids trying to get paid instead of sweets, proper shits. Adidas hoodie, green, grey shorts. Whole outfit by JD Sports. They ain't even got a fucking mask or a costume, but they got a little bag and they want you to give them cash, fuck cash. Candy and pumpkins, that ain't trick or treat, bruv, that's a mugging. This year I'll lock my doors and go out myself, buy a little plastic bucket from the shop shelf, and I'll go trick or treat, but not for quids, just for bacon, burgers and sausages. Proper shit.
Yes.
It's Doc, your bish.
Yeah. Jeez.
Amazing stuff. Fucked up the JD Sports line, man.
That's
it's hard
it.
To say grey green.
Well, Daniel Taylor, thank you, sir.
Peace.
You.
The Stay Home Special with Doc Brown on Fubar Radio.
Everyone's been a little bit flustered here. The girls, the guys, everyone, and all food.
Men and women have been having hot flushes.
I don't think it's the weather.
I don't think it's the weather. It's not the menopause. Because they're all too young.
Well, I mean, it is just a bit of a coincidence that the hottest day of the year also happens. We happen to have Lamar on the show.
He made it happen, bro. I think he made it happen.
Lamar, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man.
Great to have you, bro.
Nice to be here.
No, we were very excited about you coming down,
Sweet. Man.
And it's just. To be honest, it's a real honour
on
various levels because for me personally, like I know you probably get this in every interview you've ever done. People reference Fame Academy and whatnot. But on the really real, do you ever stop and think like you were one of the first guys? I mean, thinking about like my little nieces and nephews, my kids, you know, you were one of the first guys that a lot of youngsters saw.
Yeah.
Who just appeared in their minds out of nowhere and made it. Do you know what I mean? And do you ever think about like the influence that you've had? Not just on kids, but also on the nature of that structure of a show as well.
Now I am thinking. Now I'm thinking about it. No, do you know, I'm even just for me anyway, you know, I can only talk from my perspective.
Mm.
you know, I've had a lot of pinch yourself moments, man. Mm. You know, a lot of times where I've sat at home, you know, whether it be sitting with the kids in the garden or whatever, or just hanging in the studio or whatever, just thinking, wow, I don't know how did this happen? But I'm very grateful. I'm very, very grateful for, you know, anyone who's ever supported, and, you know, I'm happy that I took the chances that I took, and it's got me to where I am.
Because it's the first time that I remember seeing talent get recognised for talent.
Oh, man.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, man. He said it.
In mainstream circles, you get a lot of these reality shows and whatnot, and, you know, they date back to the dawn of time, you know. Mm. When I was really little, it was... I've had a total mind blank. What's that show on ITV?
Opportunity Knocks.
Opportunity Knocks, thank you very much. Thank you to everybody in their mid to late 30s in the room right now. You know, so it's always been around.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, when you popped up, there was a lot of people from the... I mean, my mum always goes crazy if there's any form of black person on the television. Anyway, she's old school. But, you know, I think it was, when people heard you sing, obviously that was a big deal, but then when they heard you speak...
Yeah,
I'm not saying like you sound crazily hood or anything, but you know what I'm saying. It just sounds like, oh my god, it's like a normal guy.
Like a normal geezer.
And if a normal guy can do it, then why can't I?
Possible.
That's the thing.
Possible.
That's the thing that, for me, is like a game changer.
Yeah,
seeing
man.
You come up.
Brilliant, man. I need to come in often.
This is nice. If you ever feeling a bit crap, mate, you come here.
If I'm feeling low, just swing on.
What has been some of those pinch yourself moments? What's been some of the
loads? You know, growing up, I listened to a lot of soul music and R&B music as well, and I've met kind of like every single person that I've ever listened to or respected in my mind. You know, I performed with Lionel Richie, Mary J. Blige, Beyonce, Enrique Iglesias, you know, Justin Timberlake, George Benson. So to perform with them and also meet other legends, whether it be Prince, whether it be
George Benson,
anyone. So it's exactly. So it's, you know, those moments I've gone home and thought, wow, I'm just this guy from Tottenham, and you know, I took a chance and look. So yeah,
was good. Anyone a dick? Were you really looking forward to meet someone?
Was anyone
like, oh my god,
absolute prat? No, I want to say no. Do you know? Usually people aren't horrible, but sometimes. Team members can, you know, be a bit, you know, but you just know that it's never really from.
It's very
from
diplomatic.
The artist.
I think maybe what Lamar's trying to say is sometimes there's certain people who seem to have less time for other human beings.
Yeah,
you know I mean?
You
see. You speak well, right?
You do get that in the entertainment business sometimes because we all get gassed. I can think of a couple of times where I've showed up somewhere. And I've believed my own hype for a day.
Yeah.
And then I come home and I feel like shit and I think, why? And I say, oh, it's because you're a dick today, man.
You're a dick.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
No one wants that. You know?
Check yourself moment.
Check yourself.
What's that? No, that was me. That was my fault.
was
the jerk.
Definitely
that
was me.
Okay. I need to calm down.
Oh, cool, good on you for being so honest, Doc. Good man. You are a dick.
Always.
What? No.
Always.
Amazing.
So listen.
Yeah.
London is growing and changing.
Yep.
We're two born and bred Londoners here. Yep.
That's right.
And an honorary one over there.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in Willesden, Kilburn, Harlesden, that kind of area.
Yeah.
And obviously you're from Tottenham.
Yeah.
We've seen this city change, I mean, to an unrecognisable level now.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Where houses on the street that you used to play, you know, pennies on or whatever are going for $1, $2, $3 million
extreme amounts.
And whatnot. Every area, I wake up and another area's come up, another area's come up, another area's come up.
East London shapes
Peckham,
a lot.
East London, all over. Tottenham's still shit. What's going on? what's going on?
That was good. That
in
was good.
Bits.
I like that one.
What is going on in your end?
Do you know what, though? Have you been there recently?
I live on the road. I'm in Dalston. Every time I go there, it still looks the same.
If you said, I haven't been there recently, I'd say,
still
but look
looks
now.
The same.
No, but I reckon, give it another, you know, year or two.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of development with the new ground that's going in.
No, that's
there's
true.
There's a lot
that's
of changes around there.
Some bits and pieces.
Growing up, I worked in a Sainsbury's that was really, it was really close. A local Sainsbury's. And they've knocked that down, so it's now, I don't know what it is now, it's like a car park and they're going to change into something.
Mm-hmm.
The Tesco or whatever it is that they put in the replacement is enormous.
Yeah.
So they're planning something. They're planning something.
Okay, they're preparing.
The development's coming.
On the up. Tottenham on the up.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What's a, so you got the studio and stuff all at home as well, do you? Where you trying
yeah,
to...
Yeah, I've got studios in various. I've got a studio at mine. I've got a few that I use in London and a few abroad, yeah.
Nice. I mean, what, have you been making new music? Or
yeah. I've been doing a lot of writing and recording. Lucy's in the studio. She helps me a lot.
Hi, Lucy.
And she, she sets up a bunch of stuff for me.
Amazing.
So there's plans. We might go to Miami, LA as well to finish off some stuff. But I've started some stuff over here as well. And yeah, it sounded nice. So, you know, obviously promoting the current album and the current single, et cetera, et cetera, but always got an eye on the future.
Oh, all right. Bless. Well, thank you so much. Cool. We really, really massively appreciate having you in.
I appreciate you inviting me down and hosting me. It's nice.
We are pretty. We walked away. Surely walked away from this feeling pretty good. Like positive vibes.
Yeah, all we need to do is fan down all our staff here at Fubo Radio as Lamar leaves, pat down a few foreheads and armpits. But thank you so much for your time.
Cool. Thank you.
Absolutely.
We'll see you again soon.
Yep. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
The main man, indeed.
Brilliant.
The Stay Home Special with Doc Brown on
Fubar
Radio.
Doc is having a great old time prepping for Rap About Anything.
I just had a shot of salted caramel vodka.
Yeah, how was that?
It's fucking crazy, bro. I'm in.
And why are you giving me such a hard time? You said you needed a mixer for your gin, and I said, well, you've got a Diet Coke, and then you just started...
Guys, please. I mean, I know we haven't got time for any more correspondence, but... He was about to get me to drink a gin and coke, that famous combination. and then we're going to go down the pub for a dark rum and tonic after that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Should I get squeezing a couple more illegalizes it?
We can do it real quick, yeah.
Steph in Shoreditch says, hello, you are so funny. I love the way this starts. That's a great start. But then she says, frizzy hair can do one, can't it? Which, again, it's a bit like ponchos and slightly racist.
It's slightly racist, yeah. It's ginger people across the
big
nation.
Big lips and wide nostrils can do one. Okay. I see where you're going with this. Max says, hey, I hate the colour yellow.
Yep.
I'd like to see it swim with the fishes. That cuts out a lot of shit, doesn't it?
It does.
No more bananas for you, Max, for starters.
No more meningitis.
Yeah, no more pus-filled spots. Actually, Max, you might be onto something. No more sun.
No more sun.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Unpopular.
Yeah.
Let's recap the rap suggestions. Mm-hmm. So many great ones today. Warren and Tootin kicked it off brilliantly with rap about ginger nut biscuits or bourbons, his two favourite biscuits, which are also mine. And the only reason I didn't do this, Warren, is because I already have a rap, believe it or not, about ginger nuts and bourbons. So
also,
check it out.
Someone that potentially knows you that well that you haven't met, it's probably best to not feed the monster.
Yeah.
Don't
you're
do
right.
that rap about them.
Never meet your hero biscuits. Franco wanted a thing about nom noms, which, you know, got me angry enough to want to write a rhyme.
Yep.
But again, I thought, you know what, I've touched on that before, but thanks, Franco. Dave is amazing. I remember that. Who was the other one? Oh, Lucy with mediocre hair wanted me to write about Becky with the good hair.
Mm.
I just don't know enough about her, Luce.
She's the mystery.
Spoiling Game of Thrones. I've never seen Game of Thrones, so I just got no reference points. There was a great one about David Hasselhoff possibly getting engaged to Hayley Roberts. I do like the Hoff, but I just didn't have time to do the research here.
What have you landed on? What have you decided to go with?
Well, what I've gone with is this brilliant one here. Where is it? Where's she gone? Oh, yeah, here we go. From Sophie in Harlesden, who wanted me to do a rap about the Mr. Whippy van season.
That is so
good.
Which
just immediately got me excited and happy. You know, I got out some ice cream flavoured vodka and started drinking that. And then the next thing you know, I had 24 bars.
All right, Sophie, don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere, Sophie.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
We're going to call this one Rap About Anything. Doc Brown!
This is Doc Brown.
Rap About Anything.
What did I tell you?
You can give me anything.
Makes a noise, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Doc Brown, Rap About Anything. We've got our suggestion from Sophie. We're going with Mr.
Thanks,
Whippy.
Sophie.
Whenever you're
ready. Yeah, the sun is shining. Let's go.
Whenever you're ready, good sir.
The temperature's rising. Yeah, I can't hear that. Hello?
Woo!
Oh, there it is. Yeah! Okay. Oh, and this is kind of a nostalgic summery beat as well. This is a good choice. Oh, where's he coming? Yo.
Yo! Oh, I missed my notes. All right, here we go. I'll come around the next time. Hey, this is straight off the bat. All right, here we go. Yo. Hey, yo, you know I got 100 rhymes, and this one's for Sophie and Halston, excited about the summertime, but not for Sun or the rising hippies. She is proper hyped about the return of Mr. Whippy, and I won't lie, so am I, skipping down the street like a 5-year-old, and you don't know why. Well, I hate to disappoint ya, but man, a man's about to go in on an oyster. What? £2.50. Shit, that inflated quite quickly. Alright, give me a bubblegum lolly. I wanna get a bright blue tongue and get jolly. Matter of fact, what you know about a bat and ball? Old school fam, you don't know about that at all. Basically, you get a lolly, turn it sideways, squish a whippy on top, yeah? Nice, mate. Hey, don't scrimp on the chopped nuts. Keep it coming, rude boy, cause I want enough. What? Why you scratching your head for? Huh? Bruv, of course I want red sauce. Do I look like a cunt? Pink sprinkles too, yeah? Done. What's the damage? 225? I owe you 20p then. Tomorrow, yeah? Nice.
Yay!
Anything,
Doc Brown, you legend. All right, we're going to get out of here. Smash it out the park again, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, guys. Yeah.
The Stay Home Special with Doc Brown on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, hell no!
Illegalize it, giving you the chance now to let us know some things that you would like banned. And this week we're banning names. What name do you want banned? This is a pretty great list we've found compiled of some baby names from across the globe, including the UK, that have been officially banned. And it's quite sad because I think, you know, like a name like... Well, for starters, Doc Brown, how did you pick your baby names? Because you got two kids.
Yeah.
Was it hard? Is it a hard process to pick a name?
It really is. So I just sort of tried not to think about it too much, you know? And now I'm kind of irritated because I wish they had more meaning, the names.
Right.
They don't. They just sounded okay at the time and went for it, you know? Now I couldn't imagine them being called anything else, but I'm still a bit jealous when people go, oh yeah, we called this kid something because it meant this and it meant that, and it was reflective of our ethnic origins, and it reminds us of a time and blah, blah, blah. I think, oh, you guys really thought this shit through.
Yeah.
They're always like, oh, what do your kids' names mean? I'm like, dude, I'm English and names don't mean shit. Do you know what I mean? They just are what they are.
Because, I mean, I think it's a real shame that there's names like Spinach have been banned. You're not allowed to call your kid Spinach.
Well, that's for the best, surely. Why would you call your kid Spinach?
Because you're into green, hashtag green living, maybe? Call your kid Kale.
Hashtag slightly sandy.
But it's hard. I mean, surely, was there any point when you were tossing around ideas to give your kids names that you were like, shit, should we check if Burger King is on the list of being banned? Because it is. Right, Burger King's banned.
But dude, there was that story in the papers just on Saturday about that guy. Did you see that? I don't know how this is. If the Burger King's banned,
fuck that bitch.
He's a Millwall fan. He called his son Bermondsey Millwall Den.
Right.
And then whatever his surname was. And he didn't tell his wife. He just went and while she was in hospital with the baby, he just went down and registered the kid.
Classy. Well, and he got away with it because it wasn't banned.
He got away with it with legally, but his wife is pissed.
Well, if he wanted to call his kid Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii, bum bum friend, no, you can't, because Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii has been officially banned.
And on what grounds are these names being banned?
Well,
you can call your kid Bermondsey.
You can call your king Burgundy, but you can't call it fish and chips if it's twins. All right? And I think this is true. It's been banned. You cannot call them fish and chips. And the reason behind it is a lot of it is because it's cruel to the kids.
Yeah. And in my mind, it would encourage bullying.
Would it not? Yeah. Well, I think if your kid was called For Real, which has been banned. What about in the internet age? You can't call your kid Facebook, Twitter, Yahoo, email. Only these ones. Email Joseph. I think that's got a great ring to it.
Email at email.
Email at email.
Email me.
Yahoo at Yahoo. Yeah. What's your Twitter handle? Twitter. Yeah, what's your Twitter handle? Twitter. What's your Twitter? Dude, where's my car? Dude, where's my car? Sweet. God. If you could ban any names, what would you want to ban?
Well, that Bermondsey one for starters, I think is outrageous.
It's done. Banned.
But I think some names have just sort of become... They've had a soft banning, like Nigel, Alan, and Gary. you know what I mean? It's just been a soft banning. We've not, like, all, you know, sat around a table and gone, right, no more.
Because they're too
but
old.
But there are no more.
Because they're just, like, are they really old names?
Yeah,
like,
they've sort of gone out of fashion.
Yeah.
There was some point in the mid to late 70s when every baby was called Barry or Nigel or Gary or Alan or Kevin or Colin.
Yeah.
You know, and these names don't seem to really... They've just sort of died a death. It's a bit of a shame because I think it's hilarious to call a baby...
RoboCop?
Yes.
Well, you can't because it's been banned.
Really?
The RoboCop's on the list, Doc. You can't call your kid RoboCop.
And yet you can call a baby, a really cute little baby, Gary.
Yeah.
That seems unfair to me. A baby should never be Gary. Like, yeah. How can you hold a 100%. Baby? A little lovely
and
baby.
And then call it a 50-year-old man.
Yeah, yeah, call exactly. it a 50-year-old man. Ex-professional footballer or something. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
And yet RoboCop. Oh look at little Robbie.
Yeah, little RoboCop. Okay, that's nice. Do you know what? I actually, for a long, long time, I wanted to ban my own name, Hugh, and it was literally for teaching.
Well, your name looks pompous on paper. That's why.
H-U-W.
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah, it's a bit like the written down version of Rafe. Do you know what I mean? Because you pronounce it in a non pretentious way.
Yeah.
When you see it written down, you're like, oh, who's this guy think he is?
Who he?
It's like with Rafe. You look at it written down, it's fucking Ralph.
Yeah.
And he's talking about call me Rafe.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Thanks.
No.
No. No.
I'm not going to do that.
I hated my
you're
name.
Making me sound like a dick.
Yeah. Prick. I just got teased so much. I got Hugh did a poo on his shoe and he spewed and he do. So I just changed my name to my favourite name in the world, which was Mark, my older brother's name.
It's funny that.
That was
isn't it.
It was changed. It would not answer to anything else.
I wanted to be JJ.
Did you?
JJ. Because, you know, you just grow up so in awe of Americans. I just thought that just sounds like an American name.
Yeah.
Call me JJ.
Yep.
Now it just sounds too much like for JJ.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the JJ's on there. You can't call your kid any after body parts have been banned. The JJ, anus, sex, fruit, waddy, scrotum, panties, cesarean, circumcision. You can't call your kid circumcision. That's
well,
just
it doesn't
sad.
Really roll off the tongue, does it? Circumcision.
Circumcision Brown for
hey,
Dr.
Circo. Hey, Circo, what's up, man? Oh, how's it hanging? Sorry.
it ain't. Sorry, if you wanted to call your kid Batman or Osama bin Laden or Lady Di, bam bam, you cannot. You
Lady
cannot.
Di.
They've been officially banned.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
I'd imagine there are some Osama bin Ladens, but, you know, maybe they've changed their names. Because there was a lot of Adolf Hitlers as well, wasn't there?
And Hitler's banned now.
Then they banned that.
That's banned.
And then
that's
people
gone.
Who were even just called Adolf something changed their name, and then Adolf completely died out in Germany.
Well, yeah. Well, I was surprised there was even more kind of what I thought were like kind of more traditional names that have been banned as well, which is weird. Like Mafia, No Fear. Now, I just thought that was a pretty common one, to be honest with you. I was really surprised that one was.
There was a girl in my daughter's class at her old school called Dior.
Dior.
Yeah, after the label.
Yeah. Which well, I like bad. That one. What does it say? Kanye line. I couldn't afford a Lexus, couldn't afford a Porsche, so he named his daughter Alexis.
Yeah, nice.
There's another one like that, isn't it? Yeah.
That shit happens, bro.
It does.
Yeah, that should be banned.
Yeah, I agree.
Products. You can't name your kid after a product.
Yeah, there's quite a lot. Yeah, well, you know.
What about constantly naming your kid the same thing as your, like, the dad? So there's just
second,
the
Neil,
third, the fourth,
Neil
the
third.
Fifth, sixth, the seventh.
Neil Jr.
Dude, you're not the royal family.
No.
You're
no.
just some random guys.
And if your name is Neil, the last thing you want is Neil Jr. That's
get
really
me.
Good. We've
get
had a couple of tweets come through Fubar Radio.
Oh, we have, yeah. Let's have a look.
What names do you want banned?
Where are they all gone?
Are they gone? They disappeared?
Yeah. I've got one, but the others just sort of like disappeared suddenly.
Oh, no.
Natasha said she'd ban the name Dave. Just because they're everywhere. She's written in capitals at the end there.
Done. Dave, gone.
That reminds me of a girl came to visit that new from New York called Rochelle. Mm. She'd never been to London before. I told her I lived on an estate, and she thought, you know, I lived on like a country estate.
The,
you know,
the OC.
She saw it. She's like, fuck, this is like the projects, you know. Yeah. I took her to a party and I introduced her to a Cockney friend of mine called Dave Haviland, who's very, very Cockney.
Yep.
And she was like, hey, I'm Rochelle, how you doing? And he goes, you're right, I'm Dive. And
Dive.
She goes, you could see it in her eyes, she didn't know what he said.
Yeah.
And she went, hi, Dive.
I would have just said, mate. Hey, mate.
She's like, how are you spelling that?
Yeah.
Dive. Yeah. Back it up. Yeah, I don't know what's happened to my emails.
No,
it disappeared.
Right.
I need like some technical whiz to come in here.
That's
and,
all right. Well, I don't know if we have time for that anyway.
Oh,
because
we run out of time. Oh, that's a shame. That was a good segment, man. Maybe we should have saved that for next week.
Yeah, we can do more. We can always do more. But it's something very, very
time's
important.
Time's flown. Thank fuck, I've written a rap.
That we do need to do right now.
Calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
We're going to call this one Rap About Anything.
Doc Brown!
This is Doc Brown.
I can spit about anything.
What did I tell you?
You can give me anything.
Make some noise, yeah.
Dude, that is like the sickest little jingle ever.
Here to help, mate. That's why I get paid the big bucks.
It's
buddy.
Just that moment. What did I tell you? That's why I should. No, you gotta throw that in. You gotta like punch that in after every verse.
Yeah.
Every week.
What did I tell you?
Oh, rap
the
about
emails come back. Thanks, well, Malcolm in Turnham Green.
We
says,
have we've missed. Oh. Sorry, you go.
No, it's just Malcolm in Turnham Green. He was saying that he banned Tarquin, Rupert, Sausage, Melon, Lizard. And Philip.
All right, mate. Okay, we asked you to ban one name. You don't have to have a fucking party, buddy. We ban them anyway just for you, buddy. Rap about anything. Thank you for your tweets coming through, suggestions for raps. Doc has picked one.
Everybody. I've lost all of them from my screen. I don't know how this happened, but I do remember Neil in Epsom, who was the first one to come through, actually, who said that he was pissed off about being sort of being turned into a social leper in Epsom. Because he's a fan of the Old Spice.
Yeah.
Getting no female attention whatsoever. So I felt sorry for him. I teared up.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Cried. Oh,
I teared up, Neil, and I wrote you this rap.
Whenever you're ready, mate.
Yeah. Alright.
Yeah.
It's Doc Brown. Going out to Neil. That's my new ad lib. Yeah.
That
sounds
a little
effort. It shows effort.
Little rapey, don't do that.
All right. Now, there's a lot of stuff a lot of guys get wrong. But does that have to include Neil and Epsom? Just because he likes to douse himself in Old Spice, all the girls be saying, that's that shit I don't like. Now it's pure isolation that Neil feels. Just because he smells a bit like jellied eels. Ladies, don't hate a guy because he stinks. Thank your lucky stars, he isn't head to toe in links. Maybe he's just a fan of the 80s. Is that enough reason not to have his babies? If it was up to you girls, you'd ban that shit. Meanwhile, Neil smells fantastic. Maybe you should get closer if you catch my drift. Real close, give Neil a little scratch and sniff. Neil, grab your Old Spice and do it, bruv. Girls, put a peg on your nose and show a dude some love.
Hooray!
What did I tell you?
What did I tell you?
What did I tell you? I can rap about anything, goddammit!
Oh, Doc Brown, rap about anything. Thanks for all your suggestions.
Yeah. And thanks, Neil and Epsom. That one's for you.
Do you reckon he does feel a bit better? Because surely he's made it. You've made a really, really good point there. Old Spice, love it or hate it, whatever. Links.
Shit.
It could
so
be a
much
whole
worse,
lot worse.
And you know, people who use links, they don't shower, they just cover their BO in links.
They do.
So that's the combo of the two that we're dealing with.
Don't they call it a British shower?
A British shower, Jesus.
Did you just put deodorant on your clothes? Isn't that
I bet that is how the rest of the world views us. I think you're right.
No. It is. Anyway.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
You guys.
The Stay Home Special with Doc Brown on FUBAR Radio.
We're lucky now to be joined by definitely a legend. We've got Beardy Man, who beatboxer, producer, multi-instrumentalist, bloody just about everything. Mate, welcome to the studio for starters.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
how you doing?
Thanks for having me. How are these levels?
We had a lot of consternation about which mic I should use. This is good. I put my radio voice.
Yes.
Very nice.
You do bring a lot of toys in the studio, so we were just trying to make sure you're comfortable, that's all.
Oh, thanks. I've actually brought way less toys than I usually tour with. Usually I've got like a giant sort of
lots of shit
multi-laptop crazy thing that I take around. Yeah, I've just got one little box today.
It's crazy to see the journey that you've been on through your career. I mean, obviously I've watched it very, very closely because, you know, we are tied together in a strange way. Career-wise,
tied together right now in the studio.
I used to host the beatbox championships.
Right.
And there was one year, I think it was at the Forum, perhaps. And there was a beatboxer from round the way that I knew called Faith SFX. So I was, you know, even though I was the host and supposed to be impartial, I was like, I hope Faith wins, you know. And, you know, I was bigging him up in every round.
And then this clown comes through called Beardy Man.
Yeah.
And literally, even when I announced his name, I think I said it with, like, you know, some disdain.
Yeah.
You know? And there were some chuckles from the crowd. And he came up. Everyone else was just beatboxing, as you do.
Yeah.
And then this motherfucker's doing, like, sound effects, different voices, like an impressionist. And everybody was stunned. Like, I mean, literally, no one had ever seen anything like it. And I looked at Faith and I just saw it like in his eyes and it, like we both knew like
straight.
The game was up and there was a new champ. And since then, obviously, you've just gone from strength to strength. But I always wondered, because I never really talked to you about it, like, how did it all begin for you? Were you ever like interested in impressionism or like, say, who's your man who does stand up now that was also in the Police Academy film, Michael Winslow?
Blazer, yeah.
Were you inspired by him? Was it hip hop from the start, or did that sort of join in with the things that you were already interested in?
Well, I was always like the kid in the back of the class who makes weird noises. There's always one as me. And so like, I never thought of it as a career. Do you know what I mean? It was always just a weird thing that I did at parties sometimes when everyone's standing in a circle smoking. And
Like a party trick.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I thought that was literally the end of it. And then at uni, when I was about 20, I guess, I got a Razel CD. My mate burst into my room and be like, you've got to listen to this. Yeah. And he played me the last track, which is him doing the beat and the chorus at the same time.
If your mother only knew.
Exactly.
Same time.
Exactly. So then I was like, oh shit, this could be like a job. So, yeah. So I started sort of taking it more seriously then. And I realised that actually my whole life, when I'd been keeping this weird sort of, I thought, habit to myself, actually, I'd been sort of in
training. You thought you had a problem.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was a disease, but it was a superpower.
What were some of the noises that you used to do, like, when you were younger?
I had engines and, like, you know, like a...
like, just say, like, you know, the four of us are all standing in a circle and we're all at a party or something like that. What would be some of the noises that you might just randomly come out?
Like, I would, 14, 15.
I had this weird, like, routine that I would do where I was, like, mime being, like, a World War One fighter pilot. And I'd, like, put on goals, like that, and then jump in this biplane and be like, like this, and then like make the plane crash and shit.
How did that go with girls?
It's a party. Scared them off much of the time, but like, yeah.
Come for driving my car.
No, to be honest, it started like once I actually sort of started doing it on a stage and turning it from just some stupid party trick into like I started to focus on it. Faith SFX was an early influence of mine. Because he's amazing.
Yeah, he's
so,
great.
Like, never attained his level of skill. Like, so that's the thing. I was always making up for my sort of lack of real sort of detailed beatbox chops with stupid jokes and stuff and sound effects and whatever else.
I wonder if that was the thing that really pushed you onto the next level. Because I think about Faith, he was like the only kind of hood beatboxer. Like, I'd never met anybody like him who had that kind of street thing, but he could do the beats for a freestyle as well and not spit on anyone. He was like crazily cool with it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I mean,
you widened it out somehow. I mean, you brought comedy to it first and foremost.
Well, yeah, just
before I was even doing comedy, you would you had elements of comedy to your shit, which is brave in a world like hip-hop where it's very po-faced.
I didn't really have any other option. Well, firstly, I've always felt that beatboxing is inherently silly. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, doesn't matter. A grown man doing fart noises for money.
Exactly. Amazing. To rock up on a stage, you're like, ugh. It's not, you can't. So I just thought, well, I'll sort of clown it, and that seemed to work. Since then, I've sort of gone from there, because I never felt entirely comfortable doing sort of, you know, beatbox battles or whatever. Like, I didn't feel like there was a place for me in hip-hop. I thought maybe, well, like, what can I do with this? And actually, you know, my focus has always been electronic music and, I mean, whatever. Like, I see music as this just vast panoply of options. Mm. It doesn't matter what it is. I don't discriminate by genre, if you know what I mean.
But hip-hop looks up to you, though. You must feel that. Like, you must feel, like, the love that hip-hop has for you.
Well, it's been a huge part of my life. There's no one kind of music that I listen to more than any other. It feels like they're all ingredients. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, there would be no beatbox if there wasn't for hip-hop.
Of course.
Was, like, the seventh element.
And I suppose, like, rap is the one genre of music that has a real DIY aesthetic. It doesn't frown on it in the way that, like, so let's say sometimes if you joined like a rock and roll band, then you're like, what do you play? And you're like, well, I kind of do things with my lips. You're like, oh, right. So you're not a proper musician.
What's your favorite beatbox sound?
Maybe like a record rip.
I have a favourite. Do you have a favourite?
Oh, your favourite beatbox sound?
No, what's yours?
I always like Dougie Fresh thing that he did inside his cheek.
Oh, the click like roll.
That shit. I don't know what. Yeah. Yeah, that shit.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, that was my favourite.
I stole your favourite.
Of course,
song.
That was Sarah's.
Young man.
Hey, Beauty Man, you have brought some toys in. We kind of wanted to play some strategically, so you said even while we were chatting, you could do a couple of things.
I'm not sure people understand what we're talking about when you're talking about your toys.
Yeah, just an open control car.
He's got a fire truck. He's going to do the live noise of it. And a teddy bear. He's going to do the live squeak, squeak.
This looks like a toy. The thing made
What actually is it? What have you actually brought in? Just explain what we're looking at here.
You're looking at the Boss RC505 loop station. It lets me go...
So that loop, that's nice.
Can you hear that? That sounds fat. Sounds fat, not the one.
I can hear that.
So yeah, it's a looper. Not like a pooper scooper. That kind of technology.
So that's, is that the green box or the black box?
It's the black box.
Oh, so what's the green box?
Black box are amazing. Do you remember that? What was that big hit?
Right on time!
No. Yeah, the green box is got all different. I bought it for like 100 quid in a shop, and it sounds like shit. But it's fun because it's good for doing like Dalek noises and stuff. So check this out. A freestyle.
Oh, I think we're going to do that. We're going to get you to make a beat for Doc's Rap About Anything a bit later.
No, I don't. I'm
I'll just
spray
that out there. I'll just
spray that out. Right, so we've only got a couple minutes left. So I should shout out everybody while Beardy Man's setting up the beat for this Rap About Anything. Everybody who's sent in some suggestions. I've had 4 or 5 Jeremy Corbyns. Thank you for that. We're not going to do that. Beardy's done that already.
Lucky you.
Al Barry, shout out Dom. Shout out Martin Ross. Shout out, oh my god, Chris Peary, Minxley Boy, oh my days, everybody, Jamie Burns, Phil Davenport, so many of you, Nattington, have been in touch today. Thank you, everybody. If I didn't shout you out, I'll shout you out next week. The winner, if you can call it that, this week is Martin Ross, at MartinRoss44 on Twitter, who suggested that I rap about words that are hard to rhyme, which sounded like a challenge, Martin. I've gone for it. So let's have a look here. What was Beardy Man? Got me to get my headphones on. Oh, nice. Nice pace.
Here we go.
Boobs. Let's do it. Yeah. Beardy Man on the beat. Dot B on the rhymes. It's how we do. I can rap about anything. It's party time. Martin Ross wants some words that are hard to rhyme. But I just don't believe they exist. At least not to me, cause I'm just too sick. Nope, I don't have a problem with orange, cause you could peel an orange in college when you're in Norwich. Yeah, or eat some porridge in West Bromwich and finish it all off with a Cumberland sausage. Some people say your tricky one is purple, but I can run a circle around a turtle called Myrtle and hurtle across a kick and snare like what? With Beardy Man providing the drums like a boss. Keep the words coming in, man, I feel ya, but I'll kill ya if you try and suggest silver. Or I might punch you in the esophagus if you say it's impossible to rhyme with rhinoceros. And I don't believe there is a schism. I'll rhyme anti-disestablishmentarianism. I'm the dude who rap with swag and this is that precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You know this. Yeah.
Amazing.
Ah, that's legendary.
The Stay Home Special with Doc Brown on FUBAR Radio.
We've got Last Skeptic filling in for Doc Brown, and we're also joined by Jarman in the studio as well.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
I wonder what Doc Brown is doing right now.
I wonder too.
Where is he? Where's he gone?
Where is he?
Is he there?
Hello?
I'm around.
Yeah!
Where are you? I can hear you, but I can't see you. Where are you?
I have just arrived back at my office, and I'm printing out 3 months of Uber receipts.
Oh,
and
wow.
Let me tell you something. Now that I'm on air... in case the tax man might be listening, every single one of these journeys was vital to my business in every way.
So vital.
Flicking through them.
The one to chicken cottage at 4 in the morning. Yeah, vital.
That time we went to Toys R Us just to have a look at the new range of wrestling figures. That totally vital. Too.
So come on, how am I supposed to write this movie without all of these journeys?
It's true. Factual.
Oh, buddy, where are you? So we had Larry from Catford was very concerned. He thought you might have been on strike for the doctor's strike today. Mm. But where are you, mate? What's going on?
I've just been talking about vibrators all day in a room full of women.
Less than usual.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's less than usual.
Just a normal day in the life of TV's BBS. I've also had two wig fittings in the past 5 days.
Oh, what kind of wigs? Do tell. Because I've pictured you in a wig many, many times. Many times. Wow. So I get in a bath, a few candles and stuff, some bit of Barry Manilow, and go, fuck, Doc would look really, really good. Really like nice an Amanda Bynes blue wig, you know, big long one just hanging down to his knees.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Doc is a mermaid.
Doc is a mermaid.
The first was a good old-fashioned 1981 afro. I was asked about sideburns and was admonished immediately because I didn't know this, but sideburns are a completely different department. Totally different organisation.
Is it the same department as the beard department?
No, that's another department again.
What? I've got to feel like there's a little bit of paper shuffling on going on in this place.
The blue tape.
You
come
idiot,
on.
That's mustaches down the hall. You're a beard, idiot. Oh, my God. Someone came in today asking for a mustache and beards. What a dick.
So what about the real, some people have quite high hair on their upper cheek. Is that a separate department? The nose hair is different department?
That's an anomaly. I mean, that needs to be ironed out. They're still debating that in Hollywood.
A gap in the market,
going on since the early 20s, the silent movies, ever since then.
Yeah.
The other week was one I tried on yesterday. It was more of a hair piece. And it's kind of like a heavy relaxant, 1,000 years worth of product put into the afro to create something of a sort of slick, Italian-style hair island, I would say, with the rest of the hair shaved on the back and sides. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it looks like a jockey, essentially.
So look out for that.
It sounds like
brand new 2016, look out for the hair island.
Sounds like there's probably several departments on that one wig.
A few different ones.
Hey, I actually had that fitted by Russell Brand's personal makeup artist. Stylist.
Name dropper. Fucking name dropper.
So you're saying this place is in Tottenham. This is what you told me the other day. This spot that people get their wigs done is in Tottenham of all places.
Yeah, it's in Tottenham. It's like right near White Hart Lane Stadium.
And this is where all the world's celebrities get their wigs done.
That's right. I mean, I was very surprised to see. Oh, really? Guys, I've got an emergency. I just got a cat.
And, a cat-related emergency.
And it's on the roof of my office.
Oh, it happens all the time. You do your thing. You go find that cat.
Either call me back.
God. How many times has Doc Brown had to say, "Gotta go, sorry, there's pussy on the roof"? Many times. Many times. Hey, Doc. Nice to talk to you. We are going to be away for a little while now. While you're off filming, we're going to be. But we've got some great co-hosts filling in for you while you're away filming, and we look forward to getting you back in the studio.
Yeah, listen. Every week when I'm up in Sheffield, I'll keep you abreast of vibrating news.
That would be good. That would be good.
Triple onto.
Good on you, mate. Go save the cat, and we'll talk to you soon.
The
Stay Home Special with Doc Brown on FUBAR Radio.
Illegalize that shit.
Let's go.
Yes. What are we banning this week?
Well,
I like this segment.
Let me tell you a story.
Oh, I love stories.
Let me take you down.
Yay.
A lane called Story.
Happy. Wow.
That's awful.
And that's why Doc Brown can
that's
get
why
the
I get
big
the big bucks, baby.
He can think on the fly.
A lane called Story. Here we go. It's a new segment of the show.
Happy story or a sad story?
Well, I'll tell you what, Hugh.
Yeah.
Let's let the public decide.
Oh.
Because I think this could be taken either way. I think I know what side you'll be on. But there's a man. There's a man who exists in real, actual life, not in Story Lane.
Not in Story Lane, because I was wondering about that.
Not on Story Lane. He exists in real life. And his name is Arthur Boyt.
No, it's not. That's a man.
Arthur
name.
Boyt, that's B-O-Y-T. He's a man who's famous for eating roadkill, right? I have actually seen this guy. I heard about him. This is a link that was sent to me a couple of years ago, and it was this guy who basically cooks all these little meals.
Oh, that he's turning
them into like gourmet meals and shit from just shit that he finds on the road, which is mashup. Oh. I mean, it's just so wrong. But anyway, he's the roadkill guy, Arthur Roadkill Boyt, right? And occasionally people go to him for sound bites because he's the roadkill guy.
Yeah, he's the roadkill guy.
It's Christmas, you know. There's a plethora. Yeah. If you will, yeah. of Christmas food eating preparing shows on TV.
Yeah.
Some smart aleck has decided to ask Arthur Roadkill Boyt what he might be preparing for Christmas in the hope of a little interesting. Oh, you know, he's going to have weasel and badger and hedgehog.
In his defense, can I just say, as a vegetarian myself, that I think that if he's eating roadkill, that's better than most of the terrible farming.
In a way, because the tragedy's already happened.
It is.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not having a go, but.
But it's fucked up.
He revealed what he will be having for Christmas dinner 2015, and it's going to be a dolphin.
What?
A dolphin. Can I just say that again? A dolphin.
He's going to eat a
that
dolphin.
He found dead on a beach.
I was going to say, hopefully not roadkill, because what the fuck was a dolphin doing on the highway?
Now this man is a connoisseur in weasel ass, hedgehog tits, squirrel nose. An otter penis.
Oh.
He's been eating that shit for years. Right? He scoops up the carcasses.
What?
Takes them home, turns them into meals, or he freezes them and pulls them out later. Right?
He found a dead dolphin on the beach.
This motherfucker found a dead dolphin. A dolphin?
Is that even legal?
A dolphin?
Is it legal?
Dude, he was stuffing cloves of garlic down the fucking blowhole.
Oh.
You know?
That does
sticking an apple in his mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Putting it on a spit.
Yeah.
Dude, it's Flipper.
Oh.
How can you do that? Anyway, so last Christmas what he had was badger casserole. Okay, badger casserole. But this year he's going for dolphin, which he says he found washed up on a beach near his home. Can I just add to this story that Arthur Boyt is British.
Mm.
Now, I don't know where the fuck you live, but I've not seen that many dolphins around the coast. I'm very concerned that he's got this dolphin off of the dark internet, the dark web.
Yeah.
You know, you can get dolphins on there, bro.
Or he snuck in a SeaWorld or something.
You can get dolphins.
Like that.
You can get midgets riding dolphins. Mm. You can get all sorts of shit.
Oh, fuck, it was Halloween recently. Hopefully he didn't, like, get someone dressed up in a costume.
I've got no idea.
Because I saw someone wearing a dolphin costume out in Shoreditch over Halloween.
Yeah, you cut into the costume and then realise,
oh, shit.
It's like the thief, the wife and his lover.
Yeah.
Anyway, it could land him in trouble with the Queen because apparently, if you find a dolphin on the coast of the UK,
she wants to eat it first.
She has to have first taste.
Yeah, she has to.
What she does is she sticks her one nipple into the blowhole and has
nipple?
A little wiggle around.
Really?
And then if it's tender enough, she slices it to bits with her fingernails and then chews the flesh. It's horrific, like a rabid dog.
Are we talking
like
about
a hyena?
Queen of England or Khaleesi?
Queen Elizabeth II.
Like Queen of Dragons? No? Which queen? No?
Anyway, the fact is, Arthur Boyt is eating a dolphin for Christmas. And what we want to know is, maybe you're in support of this, maybe you're not. Personally, I think it's a little bit fucking disgusting.
Mm.
If you feel that way, are there any other foods that you would like banned? You just like to put in the illegalize it jail for good.
Well, I think regardless of whether this is legal or not, eating a dolphin should be banned, full stop.
Yeah, because, you know, when we fish for tuna, like, there's always a big furore when we accidentally catch a dolphin in the net when we're trying to catch the tuna.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know how the tuna feel about that. It's a bit like, why is this guy better than me?
Yeah.
I see this guy every day. He's a prick.
He's a
prick. You know what I mean? Oh, suddenly he's like everybody's friend because of the...
Flipper lives in the land. Everyone's famous. Everyone's famous. Yeah.
Living there under the sea. Yeah, where's my show, bruv? Where's the tuna show? We never got one.
All they get is shitty commercials where it's John West.
Yeah, John West.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm John West.
Yeah, and they're all dead anyway. They're not even live.
What's the food?
I mean,
you're a vegetarian, so obviously, you know, this story is going to turn your stomach a little bit.
Yeah.
But is there any sort of just general food that you just think, dude, there's no need for that to exist? Why does
Yeah, apples. I want apples banned.
How can you... the only thing I get angry about with apples is when I'm expecting it to be crunchy and it's, like, mushy.
Oh, really?
I get really furious.
I don't like them. They piss me off.
I can't ban apples. Some apples are the tastiest things ever.
I don't like them. They piss me off. I just, you know, the
look of
them.
What's your issue with apples?
I don't know. Maybe I got, like, I don't know. I got picked on one by when I was a kid or some shit. I don't know.
Dude, you can't... No one's anti-apples, bro.
You are talking to someone right now who is anti-apples.
Yeah, you're not allergic to them. You've just taken up a stance against apples.
If you give me an apple at any point in my life, this goes to everyone. I just will assume that you're upset with me for some reason. I don't know why.
Do you remember
like
that scene in Family Guy where they're all drowning?
Yeah. No. Where?
And Peter says, since we're all going to die, there's one more secret I've never told you.
Yeah.
To his family. And they say, what? And he goes, I do not care for the film The Godfather. They're like, what? Why not?
Is this like that?
This is like that. I just can't believe that you wouldn't like... what?
I can't even remember the last
time
I had an apple.
Like, oh, I don't really fancy an apple right now. But to have such a hatred against them, you would actually put apples in the illegalize it prison, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You're out of your mind.
All right, cop this one then. Do you know what else I want banned?
Go on.
What food? If we're talking about banning
food stuffs. Yep.
Mint biscuits.
Mint biscuits?
Yeah.
You mean mint chocolate biscuits?
Mint chocolate biscuits.
Nah, come on, dude.
Ban them. Hate them. Get them away from
me. Mint and chocolate, they were born to be together.
If you give me an apple, I will go, oh my God, have I done something wrong? If you give me an apple and a mint chocolate biscuit, I will put your dukes up, buddy.
So
put
you're not going to eat like a mint chocolate club?
Nah.
If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit. Oh my God.
Nah, ban it. I don't want it. I hate it.
Should ban you.
No, you can't.
Well, dude, go home. Go back to your own country.
It's
fucking insane.
Are you racist? I was born here, okay? All right.
I think you're being difficult. You're trying to find an angle. You're trying to be deliberately competitive and abrasive when there's no need. You know.
Are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
Are you done? Because you're just digging an even deeper hole. The reason I don't like mint chocolate is because when I was a kid.
Oh, here we go.
My dad went out to get mint chocolates and he never came back for an hour. And then when he did come back, I tried one and it was fucking disgusting. All right? It was horrible.
Oh, dear. Okay, fair enough.
All right, we've got to go to the side.
We've got the surprise rap about anything to wind up the show. So keep it FUBAR.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
We're going to call this one Rap About Anything.
Doc Brown!
This is Doc Brown.
I can spit about anything.
What did I tell you?
You can give me anything.
Make some noise, yeah.
I'm making noise right now.
Now, this started from something I tweeted, right?
You did. Well, we are still doing Rap About Anything, but just a little bit of a different one, because you tweeted, I thought it was great, this is amazing, Doc Brown's Make a Drake Song, Top 5 Rules. That's fucking brilliant. How to make a Drake song, according to Doc Brown. So the number one was reference how much has changed since last year, when so much had changed already since the year before that.
He always does that.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
So that's a given. 100% as a given, he will always do that. He'll talk about the nature of his year. He might talk about next year.
He might
talk about last year.
Yeah.
You know, but he's going to talk about a year and how good it was for him and how bad it could be for you, how bad it was for you, how bad it will be for you. But there'll be a lot of focus on the year.
Oh, that is so amazing.
That's rule one.
Rule number two, give updates on the last shellfish dish that you ate.
Yeah, I mean, that's crucial. That's more of a new Drake development I found on the last couple albums and mixtapes. He does talk a lot about fancy restaurants and very specifically, weirdly, different types of shellfish dishes that he's had.
Like what?
I think on draft day, he says something about, last night I had some raw oysters. Then he says on a very recent song, he talks about having some scallops, some pan-fried scallops that were to die for.
How thug?
To die for.
How thug?
He actually uses that phrase. He says, I had some pan-fried scallops that were to die for.
Oh, my God.
That is fact.
Okay. So, number three on Doc's tips on how to make a Drake song, regret or celebrate overpaying a stripper.
Now, this is a trope. This is a trope that has started from the early beginnings of Drake. He's always been somebody who wants to rescue a woman from her plight, normally the plight of being a woman, which is obviously, you know, know, a real plate.
Yeah.
And there's only one man who can save you from that plate, and that is Drake.
That's great.
So often it's strippers, but it could just be that he sees more in you than you see in yourself, and therefore he's going to save you from your plate.
Amazing.
Big Drake thing.
Amazing. Number four is remind listeners that you probably won't kill anybody, but somebody you know might kill somebody.
This is
so
crucial.
Beware.
Beware.
This is crucial.
Drake gets a bit irritated by the fact that you think, oh, he's made too many songs for the girls.
Mm.
So occasionally he'll say, bro, watch out, I might body you. Not me specifically, but do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, look at this guy. He looks quite dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in my video, so...
I know him. All right, here we go.
Gonna
play Energy Instrumental by Drake.
Oh boy, what a year for me. Must have been a hard year for all you rappers to see. This year was even better than the year before. And I'll probably enjoy next year even more. Last night in a restaurant that you can't afford, I was eating boiled shrimps, they were totally mwah. Got a stripper on my arm that you wouldn't believe. I am paying every penny of her college degree. I know women can't control how they behave, and that's why every single one of them needs saving. She said my armpit smelled like strawberry. I got her screaming out, Aubrey, Aubrey. All the G's wanna know if I'm nasty. Boy, I ain't enjoying your high no more, this ain't the grassy. And I haven't got a gun, but I could use a gun. I wouldn't shoot it, but I know a guy who'd shoot a gun. And I know some other guys who would snap on ya. They the hardest motherfuckers out in Canada. Step to Drake, I will punch you in the face. Not literally, but my friend will punch you in the face.
The Stay Home Special with Doc Brown on FUBAR Radio.